This is the Music Marketing Podcast. Welcome to the Music Marketing Podcast, where I deliver a regular dose of marketing inspiration and career advice for musicians, singers, songwriters, and music business pros just like you. Wherever you happen to be listening to this episode, please consider subscribing on that platform. Could be Apple, could be Google, could be Radio Public, wherever it is. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. I'm your host, Bob Baker, author of the Guerrilla Music Marketing Handbook, the 5-Minute Music Marketer, the 9 Irrefutable Laws of Music Marketing, and many other resources for independent musicians. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about turning pro and how to get your ask out there. No, not your ass, your ask, A-S-K, out there. What I'm going to be sharing with you today is actually adapted from another one of my books called The Empowered Artist. The subtitle of that one is A Call to Action for Musicians, Writers, Visual Artists, and anyone who wants to make a difference with their creativity. There's a link to that and the other resources that I mentioned in the show notes. But for now, let's get to it. So obviously, if you're listening to this, you are a creative person, most likely involved with music as a singer, a songwriter, an instrumentalist, a producer, etc. And you want to do more with your art and your music. Either you want to make more of an impact, you know, spread your message, or you want to make more money with your gifts. Or even better, do both. I mean, that's the ideal situation, isn't it? To reach people and touch people, have a positive influence on their lives, and make money doing it. What a concept. And if that is your goal, or if that's what you're already doing, that means you are either moving toward or you already have turned pro. And that's awesome. Many artists make this same decision, and then they head confidently in the direction of their new vocation. But quite often, even the most optimistic of them quickly get frustrated by slow progress. Some of these artists eventually become cynical because few people seem to give a damn about their music. In the case of other creative disciplines, it could be their book, their art, their other new project. Can you relate to this, perhaps? If so, maybe, just maybe, you need to get your ask out there more often. Allow me to explain. A musician friend recently expressed frustration over the lack of financial support she was getting. "I'm following my passion and doing good work," she moaned, "but very little money and attention are coming my way." After chatting for a while, I discovered she really hadn't put structures and offers in place that would allow people to send money her way. People didn't know exactly how to financially support her. And even more important, she was not asking people to benefit from the music and the message that she delivered. She was putting out great music, no doubt, but she was relying on people to figure out for themselves what to do with it. She was waiting for them to come to her. And as a result, they were slow to respond. I have a feeling you know already what I'm talking about. But here's the reality. People are busy and distracted and overwhelmed and, oh, look, a squirrel. As much as you'd like to think your friends and fans will step up to the plate and support you on their own, most of them will require a nudge. That means you must get in the habit of regularly asking people to do something to help you, and by doing so, to help themselves. Of course, you must also learn the art of how to ask. It can't be in a self-serving way. You must always position your request in terms of how it benefits the other person. It's not all about you in me terms. But here's the one thing that I know for sure with absolute certainty. The more you ask for the things that you desire, again, in a helpful, value-added manner, the more you will get. Of course, people will still say no. Many people will still ignore your requests and your messages. But a surprising number may actually start to say yes and give you what you ask for. But you won't get to this radiant state of receiving until you ask more often. That's right. You got to do it more often. As human beings, especially as sensitive, creative people, we don't want to offend anyone. So if you ask at all, it's probably very infrequent. So what I'm encouraging you to do is increase that frequency and do it more often. Develop a new habit of asking. So here is your new mantra. Ask, 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 ask. Do you want more people at your live events? Then ask your fans to come. And do it more than once. And do it in all sorts of ways. By email, on your website, via social media, in personal conversations with people, etc. Do you want more media exposure? Then ask more journalists, editors, and bloggers. And, this is really important, follow up with them when you don't hear back after your first or second request. People just need those extra nudges as long as you do it in a polite and professional manner. Also, ask your fans for their suggestions on publicity outlets, too. In fact, you can tap into your existing fan base probably more often than you realize, or probably more often than you're doing so now. Some of them may know people in the media or with venues, or someone they can introduce you to who might be in a position to further your career. So ask for help. Let people know what you need. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and being honest and open. And then you're inviting them in to be a part of your success story, okay? So don't be reluctant to do those things. Do you want to sell more of your music and your creative output? Then come up with special offers and ask your fans to make a purchase. And not just once, but ask two or three times during any given promotion that you're running. This is something that all empowered artists learn to get comfortable with. It's part of turning pro. So if you've been reluctant to ask, don't beat yourself up. There's nothing wrong with that. Just make a new commitment to get your ask out there. Got it? Good. Again, the topic for this particular episode was adapted from a little section of my book called The Empowered Artist, a call to action for musicians, writers, visual artists, and anyone who wants to make a difference with their creativity. So if you need a little boost of inspiration and some specific principles and traits of the most successful creative entrepreneurs, please check that book out. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. It's also available on Amazon in about a dozen or more countries. At the top of the episode, I mentioned the importance of subscribing to the podcast, but here's an even better way to stay in the loop with the latest podcasts and other resources that I create, and that's to get on the Music Marketing VIP list. It's real easy to do. Just go to thebuzzfactor.com. That's thebuzzfactor.com. Look for the little image of the Music Marketing Secrets Report on the right-hand side of the page. Click that. Add your name and your email address, submit, click on a confirmation email. I know it sounds like a lot of steps, but it's really pretty simple. And I'll give you a bunch of freebies, and then I'll send an email probably about once a week letting you know about the latest stuff that can help you move forward with your music career. Sound good? Awesome. So your homework, you know what it is. Get your ask out there more often. Don't just listen to this and go, oh, that's a lovely idea, and then go on with whatever your current pattern of asking is. The more you ask, the more confident you'll get at it, and the more you'll discover that the world won't end when you ask for the things that you want. Okay? You can do this. I have faith in you. I'm in your corner. I'm rooting for you. So do it. All right, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I wish you the best. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now. Breathe.